Glenn Munsey and Andrew Bensley for BSB Extra. And starting tomorrow in Adelaide, it's the Australian Women's Open, as I say, at Royal Adelaide. And she's back home. She's a passionate South Australian. She played at the very highest level here in Australia. She's now a commentator of women's golf. And Jane Crafter is that lady that I talk about. Jane, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. I'm delighted to be with you guys. How's the weather in Sydney?
Sydney's okay today. Not as hot as, thankfully, as last Friday or Saturday. When did you make it back to Adelaide? Because it's been stinking hot too.
Well, I had a whole day delay in my flight from San Francisco, so I didn't get back until late on Thursday. So I actually missed the worst of it. So I suppose, you know, there's always a silver lining. But, yeah, I got back on Thursday last week, so just visiting family and catching up, and it's always great to be back home.
Jane, the quality of this field starting tomorrow at Royal Adelaide is outstanding. I think there's 10 major winners. This is fantastic for Australian golf.
Absolutely. I have to say I'm thrilled that so many of the top players in the world have made it to Adelaide. I think the allure of a golf course with the reputation of Royal Adelaide certainly has helped. But the players that came last year, you know, staying at Glenelg, played at Grange, they rave about the location and they raved about the golf courses. So I think that really, you know, inspired a lot of players who didn't make it to come back to come this year.
We'll talk about last year, and the defending champion Haru Naruma from Japan is back this year. She's rated, not one of the favourites, but Lydia Ko, one of the favourites. Now, the Asian influence on women's golf, it's all conquering, realistically, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, from all parts of Asia, obviously Sayri Park from South Korea really started the influx, and she really inspired a whole new generation of players from South Korea, but not just for South Korea. You've got players from Japan who've always been pretty solid, China, Taiwan. It's pretty amazing. Even Thailand has a number of rookies. So, they work extremely hard. They love their golf. It's a growing market. And to all credit to Mike Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA, you know, he realized that this, you know, the LPGA is a global company. It's a global media entertainment company, and that's what he's done. He's taken the tour all over the world, but especially in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and he's done an amazing job, taking the LPGA really to the next level.
We spoke with Hannah Green on the show yesterday, and she's looking forward. She's only just turned recently a professional. She played with Lydia Ko in the New Zealand Open last year. I mean, the Australian ranks, Jane, how do you see them at this stage?
Well, I think Hannah Green has, a remarkable future ahead of her. I'm very impressed with her. But I'm excited to see, players like Minji Lee and Su Oh, who, this is probably their second, third years on the LPGA now. And already, they've both represented their country, in the Olympics. Minji's a winner on the LPGA. And I think she would really have to be one of the favourites if she can, keep herself calm and not put too much pressure on herself. And then, of course, there's the amazing person of Kari Webb, who's going for sixth. I mean, she's already won five. And Royal Adelaide, back in 1994, that hosted the tournament here the last time, that was her first professional event, and that's the first professional win of Annika Sorenstam. So there's a lot of history really here at Royal Adelaide, 23 years later. It will be fun to see if, one of the Aussies can take it out.
Well, Kari had a very, very successful tournament last year. I think she finished top five in the tournament. And here's another wonderful ambassador for women's golf, Laura Davies.
Oh, well, I love Laura. She is a unique personality, a unique golfer. She's been around, so long. I hesitate to say exactly her age, but she is over 50. And she does play on our Women's Senior Tour, the Legends Tour over in the States that I play on a little bit as well. And, she's always a threat when she tees it up. And she's been working really hard on her putting. So I think this course, the way it's set up here at Royal Adelaide in the conditions, I think she's in with a chance. The greens are not super fast because they are expecting a little bit of wind later on the weekend, and the temperatures are going to cool down a little bit. So you know, someone like Laura, if she can, you know, kind of keep it together on the greens, is, you know, she's always in with a chance.
Jane, thank you for your time this morning talking about the Australian Women's Open. We'll be watching it all from Royal Adelaide starting tomorrow, and let's hope it's a terrific weekend and an Aussie can punch through.
Well, that would be great. There aren't that many Aussies on the Patricia Bridges Bowl, and it'd be nice to see another one join the ranks.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Jane.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of the day.